the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
Welcome to What Radicalized You, a podcast of stories and experiences that have shaped people's ideas about our world and the way society should function.
My name is Matt. I'm from Waldorf, Maryland. And what radicalized me, I would like to quote Huey Newton, who I share a birthday with. And he said, "It was my life plus independent reading that made me a socialist, nothing else." And this quote, like, really is the exact same for me. In high school, I didn't read, like, at all. When I say didn't read at all, I mean, like, at all. When I would have to do assigned readings for class the night before, I would just be on Spark Notes or some other website and just get summaries of whatever I was supposed to read and then just go off that. So, like, I still haven't finished To Kill a Mockingbird and all those stuff we had to read in high school. But when I got to college and I started to become, like, aware of this country and this capitalist society, then I started to read, and I started to read people like James Baldwin and about Lorraine Hansberry and people like that. I realized, like, all these people are socialists, and, like, I began to understand what they were talking about and how they came to the conclusions that they did. That's why that quote, like, really sticks out to me, and it's the exact same for me. And also, like, me having the same birthday as Huey P. Newton, like, it also helped me a lot, because I always grew up, like, wanting to know who he was. I can't say I really could define, like, him or the Black Panther Party, like, accurately until about 2 years ago, when I really began to start reading. My freshman year of high school, actually, though, I was doing this project, and it was me, my mom, and my brother, who were at my mom's job after church on a Sunday. And I was doing this project at her job. Her boss comes in, it's a white guy. He was like, "What's your project on?" And I said, "The Black Panther Party." And he just, like, stopped and stared at me. He was, like, so distraught for a second. And he's like, "Cool." And then just walked off. And, like, at the time, I probably didn't understand at all why he was, like, thinking like that. But, like, of course, now I know. And now I know what they stand for. And I stand for these same things. I understand why they came to the conclusion that they did. And I understand why they did the things that we need to do, like the free breakfast program and whatnot. And that's why I started my book club with my co-founder, Suha. And that's why we're turning into a mutual aid organization as well. And we're modeling our free grocery program after the Panthers Free Grocery Program. Probably my favorite book ever is Asada's autobiography. I've read it twice now, and I'll probably read it like 10 more times as life goes on. A quote that stuck out to me in that book was, "Both the Democratic and Republican Party are controlled by millionaires. They are interested in holding their power, while I was interested in taking it away." And this book came out in the 90s, and so many things in this book still, like, ring true today. And Asada's legacy, like, I understand, well, to some people, they still want her to be caught. Like, I understand why Obama doubled her bounty when he was in office. I understand, because what she stood for, what the Black Liberation Army stood for, and the Black Panther Party stood for, are things that go against the grain, the things that go against this capitalist society. So it's understandable why, and I hate that it is this way. So we founded the book club in August of 2020. So, of course, the summer of Uprising 2020 occurred, and me and my co-founder, Suha, we both were well-read. We both had the same views politically. And we were talking, and, like, we were talking for weeks and weeks and weeks about one day starting something. And then one day we were like, we should just start a mutual aid and a book club organization. So that's how the book club came about. And so far, we've collaborated with No Name Book Club. We've had Dr. Jared Ball and Dr. Charisse Bernstelli speak with us as well, so it's going pretty great. And soon we'll have that free grocery program running. We read a lot of stuff by former Black Panther Party members. Like, we read Asada, we've read a book about the programs that they had. We're reading Malcolm X Speaks Now, which is, like, extremely pivotal to my political development, because Malcolm, like, he completely laid out what needed to be done and our purpose for being here in this specific country. Malcolm X Speaks is also, like, a testament to how people evolve over time, because it shows that, like, the last, like, year or so of Malcolm's life, He's meeting with like multiple socialist organizations. He was embracing socialism. He was embracing Pan-Africanism. And he had just came from visiting Kwame Nkrumah. I just saw a picture recently of in his home. It was him and his daughters, and they were taking a picture in front of a poster of Kwame Nkrumah. So Malcolm X and Malcolm X Speaks really, really blessed my political development. And that's why we read books like that and like Asada and like Blood in My Eye by George Jackson and things like that. When I originally started reading, I was probably like extremely liberal. And I think that's how like most people start off. Like, I was supporting like Black Lives Matter, but I didn't realize the contradictions that are even shown in the Black Lives Matter organization, things like that. So when I began to like really read and to really read theory and engage in practice, fast forward to my sophomore year, I believe this is, and I was working at this big retail store. It's Black Friday weekend. So I worked that Friday, that Saturday, and then that Sunday. The retail store, they had a goal of reaching like $500,000 in those 3 days items sold. So we didn't reach the $500,000. We did even more than that. We did $600,000. So everybody's thinking like, we're about to get this big raise. We're about to get a piece of this $600,000 that we just made in 3 single days. But nope, we still got to pay the same minimum wage, the same $11.50 for it. And we were all forced to work. They said if we didn't work, then we would get fired that weekend. So we were all forced to work. And that's when I was like, this is what Marx is talking about when he talks about surplus value. This is what he's talking about. Now I'm definitely a Pan-Africanist, and I am a member of the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Kwame Ture, who's one of my favorite people ever, he's a huge inspiration to me. And that's who honestly inspired me to join the All African People's Revolutionary Party and his work. In my free time, I'm watching a Kwame Ture speech like for the 10th time, at least a couple times a week. He never compromised. He always made it plain what his views and values were, and he always stood for those values. I was watching this interview of Mukasa Dada, who was Kwame Ture's right-hand man, who also came up with Black Power with him. And he was saying how when SNCC were organized in the South and Dr. King would come to town, Kwame Ture would make sure Dr. King knew that whatever Dr. King was doing in Montgomery or wherever he was coming from, it wasn't going to go down wherever SNCC was, because they already had what they were doing. They were going to be armed, and they were going to do what Kwame Ture and the others had been doing for quite some time. His life in general just is a huge influence, because not only did he meet Kwame Nkrumah and Sekou Touré, but he worked diligently and closely to them and lived in Africa for a number of years. He also met Ho Chi Minh and Fidel Castro. He was cool with all these world leaders, and not only was he cool with them, but like he influenced them in their thought, and he brought that thought back to the U.S. And he's such an amazing orator. Like, I always recommend people to watch Kwame Ture's speeches and to read Stokely Speaks. Stokely Speaks is definitely in my top 5 favorite books ever. And I've read it twice now, and I'll probably read that 10 more times with Asada. Kwame Ture, Fred Hampton, Asada, and Mumia are some of my, and Huey, of course, are some of my favorite people. And this Mumia quote that I wanted to say, it really helps me in my organizing and in my life in general. He says, the greatest act of liberation is love. The greatest act of revolution is love. And the greatest act of resistance that Black people can do is love each other with all the force that we can muster. Free Mumia and all political prisoners.